This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The United States has issued a warning today of a possible terrorist attack on a hotel in Nairobi, Kenya. The U.S. Embassy in Nairobi said terrorist groups may be plotting an attack against a major hotel in the capital city. The embassy did not disclose the name of the hotel, but says it is believed to be a popular hotel with tourists and business travelers. The embassy urged hotel visitors in the area to be more aware of their surroundings, plan for emergency evacuations, and monitor local media reports. Al-Shabaab, an Islamist group linked to Al-Qaeda, has carried out a series of attacks in Kenya. The group attacked a high-end shopping mall in Nairobi in 2013. The most deadly attack in Kenya's modern history was carried out by Al-Qaeda in 1998 when it bombed the U.S. embassy in Kenya. In the meantime, Kenyan police are calling on residents of the country's northeast along the border with Somalia to do more to help them combat Al-Shabaab militants, especially for the sake of their teachers. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
The debate on the future of education in northeastern Kenya has entered the corridors of parliament as teachers seek transfers to areas outside the region. The Teacher Service Commission, an agency tasked with training, hiring and placing instructors across the country, said 42 teachers have been killed since 2014 at the hands of Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. The head of the commission, Nancy Macharia, defended the withdrawal of teachers from the terror hit areas in the northeast.
It's true that the children need education, but the teachers are also entitled to life. Life is sacrosanct.
In January, three teachers were killed when Al-Shabaab attacked Kamuthe Primary School in Garissa County. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization warned Thursday that the coronavirus outbreak outside of China is now the world's greatest concern. Despite a decline in the number of new cases in China for the second straight day, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters at his daily briefing in Geneva, "It's what's happening in the rest of the world that's now our greatest concern." The WHO Director General said the global community is at a decisive point. In the meantime, new efforts are underway in Washington, as implemented by the Trump administration, and not without controversy. AP Sagarmagani reports.
As President Trump urges calm over a potential virus outbreak, Democrats wonder whether his administration's ready to handle what may come next. The president yesterday tried to minimize fears of an outbreak.
I don't think it's inevitable.
Even as health officials warned infections are coming. Shortly after, the government announced one in California, apparently unconnected to overseas travel or contact with another patient. New Jersey's Bill Pascrell is among Democrats questioning whether the administration's up to the task.
I don't see a plan to manage the risk.
The president yesterday blasted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for echoing those doubts.
I think Speaker Pelosi's incompetent.
This morning, she called for a bipartisan response to the virus.
Lives are at stake. This is not a time for name calling.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Health officials around the globe are focused on what measures they can take to stop the spread of the coronavirus that has infected at least 82,000 people in more than 40 countries since it emerged in China in late December. The United States and the Taliban will sign an agreement on February 29th at the end of a planned week-long reduction in violence in Afghanistan, stirring fresh hopes for an end to the protracted conflict. The agreement could represent a chance for peace and a pullout of thousands of U.S. troops that have been in the country since U.S.-led forces ousted the hardline Islamist Taliban in 2001. A British court is still considering whether Julian Assange should be extradited. Nicholas Pinault has more from Paris.
The high-profile case of Julian Assange has brought a number of lawyers who claim to defend a man who considers himself a whistleblower. In France, one of the members of this legal team wants President Emmanuel Macron to grant asylum to Assange, who is jailed in London and faces extradition to the United States. Éric Dupond-Moretti, a well-known French lawyer, claims the current process is unfair. He explains that the United States want to have a political process and that freedom of press is threatened with this case. He says the Constitution of the United States will prevent the prosecution of a U.S. citizen for such facts. Dupond-Moretti says the U.S. Supreme Court stated clearly in different decisions that freedom of expression cannot be prosecuted, as it is the case with Assange. Nicolas Pinault for VOA News, Paris.
Joe Palca, VOA News.